Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be in 7:06 even on a Wednesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here and you there. He's back, the unit production manager, choreographer, key grip, and best boy, Peter Hoffman. And Brian Roscona. Brian, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. It'll be 7 come 11. And at 11, it'll be the one and only JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski, at 11 on your fan, New York City. This was a baseball game today, and it was a series they had to have, and did they have it? They did. 3.5 in back of Boston, 3.5 ahead of Minnesota. The game started, as you know, at 1 p.m. this afternoon, and threatened to last until 1 a.m. It had to be the longest 3-2 game ever played. Some of us are convinced today's baseball game could have been, may have been played on a field of quicksand and molasses, a baseball game that really needed three balls to take a base and two strikes to take a seat. When the fans have more speed, when the fans have more quickness and more hustle moving in and out of their seats than the players on the field, you have issues. The Yankees, as we all know, yes, they can hit with velo and apex, but can also win with three of their most favorite things: singles, strikeouts, and men left on base. And if there's a team that knows from men left on base and men left in scoring position, it is that team from the Bronx that plays in Queens and was the road team playing the home team from Florida in New York City. As you were looking in today, when you saw Girardi remove a very upset Garcia, had 3-1 with two out in the fifth inning, one out away from his first win as a Yankee, and he, Mr. Garcia, wasn't looking very happy, did not look Joe Girardi in the eye, giving him the ball and walking off in a huff the mound. And when he did walk off that mound, he was just storming his way to the dugout, very unhappy. And then wasn't too happy with Girardi in his face in the dugout. Nonetheless, it's all about winning a game, and that's what they did. As you were looking in today, as Todd Frazier, the RBI single, as you were looking in today, Gardner, the 2-1 single, as you were looking in today with Sanchez at second with nobody out, and then Sanchez at second with three out, as you were looking in today, Clint Frazier was leaving the bases loaded twice, when Girardi, by the way, as you know, had Judge and Holiday on the bench. As you were looking in today, the Yankees, 11 men stranded. The Yankees with 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The Yankees being the Yankees. As you were looking in today, You saw how efficient Chad Green is. Strike three, strike three, strike three. He got four outs, including striking out the side. How can he scare? And we're talking about Canley, of course, because when you were looking in today, you saw the best and you saw the scariest part on occasion of the Yankee bullpen. You saw how, you saw how efficient Chad Green is, that's for sure. How Canley can scare. How Betances and Chapman can frighten. How you can win a game you had to have for a place in serious October baseball, and that's exactly what the Yankees did today in what could have been the longest 3-2 win in Yankee history in terms of how long it took to get to where they wanted to be by the time the final out was recorded. As you were looking in today, you saw the Yankees and Rays, and you never for once forgot where they were and what they were doing at the home of the New York Mets.
Meet the Yankees.
Face it. Scoring is Castro. Ellsbury has to hold in second.
Side to Zunt.
Step right up and greet the Yankees.
Face it. Left field. Ellsbury has scored. Here comes Todd Frazier.
But it's out of here.
Because the Yankees are really sucking the ball.
And Canley's 1-2. Grounded to first. Step on the back. Throw to second. Double play.
Easy play for Lagares.
East side. West side.
They're going to shout when you powder the ball.
The other runners hold. Cabrera at second, Darno at first.
Pitch. He struck him out swinging to end the inning.
Sigazunt.
They stick by you. They stick by you in the hotels. They're on the streets. They're carrying placards. They're going through the place.
Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the streets. Where do they go? To meet the Yankees.
Now here comes the 2-2 from Chapman.
Struck him out swinging. Game over.
Put it in the box.
They're sticking with us. We've got him from the babies up. As soon as the kid can talk, he starts to say, Metsy, Metsy, not Papa, not Mama, Metsy, Metsy, Metsy.
Everybody's coming down to meet the
And so it turns out in 2017, the only team that could win in Queens is the New York Yankees. Imagine using the imagination what the Cleveland Indians have done. Absolutely incredible. 21 in a row, as you know, matching of all people the 1935 Chicago Cubs. They are within five of standing alongside the 1960 New York baseball Giants, winners of 26 in a row. The Indians, they haven't lost in 20 days. Their starters are 19-0. The ERA, 170 with that 19-0 with the starters. They have outscored everybody, 139-35. And get this one. They have been behind in only four of 189 innings. They had a 4-1 lead on the Tigers today, so the Tigers get a little bit closer at 4-3. And then with a 5-3 lead, you had Cody Allen facing Ian Kinsler with two out in the ninth inning. And American League history on the line.
Allen into the motion, the wind and the pitch. Swung and ripped to left. Chisenhall coming on. Slides. He made the catch. Ball game. And mark it down, folks. History on September 13th of 2017. The Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ball game.
Just incredible. And I mean, 21 in a row, not easy to do. And only trailing in four of 189 innings. You can't make it up. And it seems like we all are. But no, they are determined to get back to the World Series. and win it. And what you heard was Tom Hamilton on the Indians Radio Network. All right, before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls, and know from the 1-877-337-6666, this is really a non-story, and you can yell and scream at me for even acknowledging this story that you're about to hear, and you probably heard a little bit of it from earlier today, not a lot, and I think I'm going to be just as guilty as anyone else talking about this because it's not worth the time, but I can't resist. Guess who was in the news today? And maybe you read about it in the paper and again on the fan from earlier today. It was talked about for about 10 seconds because I don't even think it deserves all of that. So you can point a finger at me and get all over me for even bringing this up, but he was in the news today. And no, he wasn't traded to Houston. He wasn't traded to Portland or anywhere else. He had to react to a silly, silly, meaningless poll. And because he felt he was disrespected, he went to the social media. He began to tweet in no uncertain terms and may have become a Twittiot by overreacting to this poll that doesn't really mean anything. Last year in this poll, he was number 31. But after another year of isolation, after another year of coming up short in the fourth quarter, after another year of losing and missing the playoffs, after another year of the Zen Master and the regression of Porzingis, the isolationist is now number 64. And he wants to know if you'll still need him, still feed him the ball. Now that he's 64.
Everything that I've thought, I've had a pretty keen, you know, sense of idea of kind of what New York is about.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Anthony puts up a three and hits!
Anthony guarded by Kid Gilchrist drives by him. Step back jumper.
I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, they might ask me to come off the bench next year or something like that. I got to be prepared for anything.
Here's Anthony driving on Chandler on the fade. Carmelo cuts the Denver lead to six. Here's Carmelo underneath. And with that bucket, Clyde, he hits 10,000 points.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
An emotional roller coaster. But I had to find peace. I had to, you know, come to peace with myself.
Number 64. He's number two on the New York Knickerbockers. Don't tell me he's the best player on the team. That's Porzingis. But and he's going to be back, unfortunately. You wish he would go to Houston. They need to get another team involved. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Who knows already? It seems that everything is in pause now that General Mills and Commodore Perry are in that front office. And they need to get a third team involved, and nobody wants to take Ryan Anderson and his huge, huge contract. So we are at pause. We are at a stalemate. We are at nothing happening, and probably nothing will happen. Maybe something will happen by next February. And what we have at this point is the isolationist probably coming back to the New York Knickerbockers, but very unhappy that he's number 64 in a poll that means nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.